KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And it's partly cloudy. We currently have 35 degrees in Atlantic, and we look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high around 56. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In an update to our story last hour and earlier this morning, authorities say one person has been killed, another arrested in Oakland. Officers were sent to a home on Brown Street at around 3 a.m. today after someone called 911 to report that a woman had been shot. There was a brief standoff at the home, but a 63-year-old man who owns the home came out and surrendered without incident. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker said the 64-year-old woman who was killed was a visitor at the home. Authorities say there were also children inside the home, but they were able to get out safely. The name of those involved and other details have not yet been released. News time is 8:01.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a judge has released from state custody a 25-year-old man suspected of shooting a foreign exchange student outside of a Sioux City bar in 2012. The Sioux City Journal says Solomon Harris left jail on Monday. Judge Mario Savalski said that the state had no authority to civilly commit Harris, so it can't keep holding him, although it's been determined that he is a threat to public safety. In October, Harris was ruled mentally incompetent to stand trial in the shooting of 20-year-old Natasha Butera, who is from Rwanda. Police say Harris fired the gun while arguing with another man on November 18th of 2012. Savalski said that the U.S. Supreme Court has said that mentally incompetent defendants who aren't expected to regain competency must be released if they cannot be committed civilly. Sheriff's officials in Page County say an Essex woman was injured Sunday evening when she jumped from a boat dock at Rapp Park as part of a polar plunge. 34-year-old Carrie Sickler was found lying next to her vehicle on the ground. A Shenandoah ambulance crew attended to the woman's injuries. Sheriff Lyle Palmer reminds citizens that in all of Page County parks, swimming, wading, or any other form of those activities are prohibited without the express permission of the Page County Conservation Board for certain organized events, such as the Relay for Life event that took place at Rapp Park. Palmer said the signs in all of the county parks are there for a reason, and that is public safety. Officials with Live Healthy Iowa say Atlantic is one of 10 host sites for this Saturday's statewide Live Healthy Iowa 5K run and walk and the 1K kids run. The event will start and finish at the Nishna Valley YMCA with a 5K kicking off at 8 a.m. and the 1K kids run at 9 a.m. On-site registration will be available, adult 10-week wellness challenge participants may present their access card to receive a $10 discount off their registration fee. The Run and Walk event serves as the final celebration for over 28,000 Iowans who participated in the 2014 10-Week Wellness Challenge, which ended on Friday, April 4th. All Iowans are welcome to participate in this family-friendly event, and they'll receive a Live Healthy Iowa 5K t-shirt, a race number, finisher medal, and the opportunity to win age group awards. The cost for the 5K is $25. The 1K Kids Run for youth ages 12 and younger is $5. And the Packet sign-up will be at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA Saturday morning from 7 until 7:45. For more local event details, you can go to livehealthyiowa.org on the web. In its inaugural year, the Live Healthy Iowa 5K will be in Atlantic, Bondurant, Britt, Carroll, Fort Dodge, Grundy Center, Hiawatha, Mount Air, Storm Lake, and Waukon. Host communities were selected based on historically strong participation in Live Healthy Iowa challenges and the enthusiasm of the community wellness coalitions. Proceeds from the event will benefit the local wellness coalitions in each community, as well as Adaptive Sports Iowa veteran outreach efforts. Live Healthy Iowa and Live Healthy Iowa Kids provides challenges and events throughout the year to promote healthy and active lifestyles. To learn more about the programs and find more information about Live Healthy Iowa 5K, visit the website again or contact them directly by phone at 888-777-8881. An ATV reported stolen out of Cass County, Nebraska, was found near Shambaugh Sunday afternoon after authorities responded to a report of teenagers riding the machine on the road, possibly endangering the lives of children playing in the area. The Page County Sheriff's Office said when deputies arrived, they found 15-year-old Dylan Davis of Clarinda riding an ATV from the road onto private property at 409 Cinder Avenue. A check of the 2003 Polaris Predator's vehicle identification number revealed the machine had been stolen. The teen's father, Kelly Davis, arrived with paperwork showing that he had legally purchased the ATV in February of 2013 and other documentation. All of the characters on the bill of sale matched except for the very last one. That number was left off the state of Iowa certificate supposedly issued through Pottawatomie County. The ATV was subsequently seized, and while the case remains under investigation, authorities stressed that neither Kelly nor Dylan Davis are suspects at this time, as they have done everything correct in purchasing the ATV. An Adams County man has announced his candidacy for the Iowa House of Representatives in District 21, which includes parts of Cass and Pottawatomie and all of Union and Adams counties. Tim Ennis from Corning says he intends to run for the seat currently held by Jack Drake from Griswold. Ennis currently serves on the Adams Community Industrial Development Committee and has served as president of the Adams County Extension Council. He's also a member and officer of the Knights of Columbus and is active in other service organizations as well. Ennis markets organic grain for farmers in Iowa and six other Midwestern states. He's a native of Wisconsin and grew up on a hog and dairy farm. He and his wife Kathy have three children and three grandsons, all of whom live in the Des Moines area. And his bio says that he has a BA degree in economics from the University of Chicago. A Southwest Iowa lawmaker has stopped participating in the legislative session, saying he's too busy working on his farm. Senator Hubert Hauser hasn't cast a vote on the Senate floor since March the 4th. Hauser, a Republican who has served 22 years in the House and Senate, says he asked GOP leaders for a light load this session, which will be his last. And they obliged, and Hauser said he now doesn't have much to do at the legislature other than to vote on bills making it to the Senate floor. Because Democrats are in the majority, Hauser told the Des Moines Register that his vote makes little difference. Hauser says he's busy on his farm where his family is building a new livestock facilities, and Hauser says that he's more than ready to move on. And finally, in state news, three Republicans viewed as potential presidential candidates will speak at a GOP state convention in June. Republican Party of Iowa Chairman Danny Carroll announced Monday that Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, and former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum will speak at the June 14th convention in Des Moines. The three have taken part in a number of events in Iowa since the 2012 election. In a statement, Carroll says this will be a treat for our state convention delegates and guests and will create some lively interaction as we plan for our victory in November. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, there is drama in the South African courtroom today as Oscar Pretorius testifies for a second day at his murder trial. Earlier, the double amputee Olympic runner took off his prosthetic legs and approached the same bathroom door he fired through in his home on Valentine's Day of 2013, killing his girlfriend. Pretorius says that he thought someone had broken into his house because he heard a window open in his bathroom. Steenkamp was behind the bathroom door, his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. A jury in Houston is expected today to begin deliberating in the trial of a woman accused of stabbing her boyfriend to death with her stiletto heel. Prosecutors say Anna Trujillo struck 59-year-old Alf Stefan Anderson at least 25 times in the face with her shoe during an argument in June at his Houston condominium. Her attorneys say that she was defending herself when Anderson attacked her. Scientists in a North London hospital are growing noses, ears, and blood vessels in the lab in a bold attempt to make body parts using stem cells. It's among several labs around the world, including the U.S., that are working on the futuristic idea of growing custom-made organs in the lab. A handful of patients have received the British lab-made organs, such as tear ducts, blood vessels, and windpipes, and researchers hope they will soon be able to transplant more types of body parts into patients. News time is 8:10.
I told you this house was too good to be true. We haven't even been here a month, and the furnace won't start, the toilet keeps backing up, and the bathtub has a constant drip.
I told you I will fix everything this weekend.
No, that's what you said last weekend before the toilet broke. And remember the last time you tried to fix the furnace? Yeah, the fire department had to come, and we were the laughing stock of the whole town. Seriously, if you don't call Bob today, I'm going to stay with my parents.
Hi, this is Bob at Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, your local train dealer in Fontenelle. Let me help you keep the fire burning in your marriage and not in your basement by completing all those honey-do lists for you. No job is too big or small when it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing. Just call me at 1-877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
And in our funeral announcements, Louis George Weiss, age 92, of Harlan, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Louis Weiss will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gifford Cavalt, age 94, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Funeral services for Gifford Cavalt will be today at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Dora Anderson, age 73, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Dora Anderson will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Barbara Carfrey, age 43, of Audubon, died February 13th. A celebration of life memorial service for Barbara Carfrey will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. John W. Nelson, age 85, of Brayton, died Saturday in the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for John Nelson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Mildred Millie Rosenau, age 74, of Shelby, died Monday. Funeral services for Millie Rosenau will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. The Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has arrangements. George Campbell, age 89, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for George Campbell will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. William Plate, age 82, of Earlham, died Saturday. Memorial services for William Plate will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Early Christian Chapel in rural Earlham. The Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Clara Betts, age 89, of Coon Rapids, died January 10th in Illinois. Funeral services for Clara Betts will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. And Don Lyman, age 92, of Indianola and formerly of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Village in Indianola. Funeral services for Don Lyman are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Henson reporting.